B-Pod Studios.
K-Rock, hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Stan, how you doing, man?
Hey, how are you, buddy?
Yeah, I won tickets from you for the Globetrotters, and just wanted to let you know I took my daughter there, and I had a great time.
Oh, I'm glad you had a great time.
Yeah, I saw you there, too.
Yep, I was at the game and had a wonderful time. My daughter just loved it.
Yep, I would have said hi to you, too, except I saw you was picking your nose.
I wasn't picking my nose.
Yeah, you're a nose picker.
Get out of here.
I saw you picking your nose.
I'm not going to go pick my nose in public.
Yeah, you were at the basketball game and you was picking your nose.
Yeah? What was I wearing?
You was wearing like a K-Rock shirt and a short. You was picking your nose. You were mining for gold, man.
I wasn't mining for gold.
You were picking your nose, man.
My sinuses are very clear right now.
Well, maybe they are now because you dug it all out at the game, man. I saw you was at the game picking your nose, man.
I don't need to talk to you. Get the hell out of here.
You're picking your nose,
man. Get out of here.
You're picking your nose.
Get out of here.
Christ. I have never known you to be a nose picker.
No, I'm not a nose picker. Hey, Rock, hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Stan, how you doing?
Hey, how are you?
Hey, I just want to let you know, I wanted to thank you for the K-Rock shirt and the license plate holder. I met you up there this weekend up at the Civic Center for the boat show.
Oh, yeah, we had a great time. Haney and I were up there broadcasting live, had a great time up there, and glad to do it for you.
It was great to meet Haney and you, and I just want to let you know I had a great time.
Good.
And also want to let you know I saw you picking your nose.
Where?
At the boat show. After I got my prizes, I went over to the concession stand, and I turned around and looked over there, and you were picking your nose.
I wasn't picking my nose. What is this picking my nose?
I saw you picking your nose.
You didn't see anything.
I saw you picking your nose. You were mining for gold.
I was not.
You're a nose picker. I saw you.
I'm a man in the public eye.
I can't be mining for gold. The last thing you'd be doing is standing around picking your nose.
Shut up.
And my daughter said, how come Stan can pick his nose and I get in trouble for it? And I said, honey, just don't pay any attention to it.
I wasn't picking my nose.
You're a nose picker.
You're mistaken.
Hey,
goodbye.
Thanks for the shirt.
Yeah, you're welcome. What is this?
I was at the boat show. I never saw you pick your nose.
I was not picking my nose. K-Rock, hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, how you doing? Yeah.
Fine.
Listen.
Yeah. What do
you
want?
I just wanted to let you know I saw you over the weekend.
didn't you just call a little while ago?
I am a Mexican, and I work cutting grass, and I ride in the back of a truck.
Called it.
And I was turned around, and I saw you in traffic this weekend. Can I just want to let you know I saw you and say, hey.
What was I doing?
You were picking your nose. Your nose picker.
Yeah, that's what I was doing.
Man, you was picking your nose, man. You think nobody see you, but I see you picking your nose, man. It's gross, man. Why you pick your nose for?
Shut up.
Why don't you just blow your nose? Why you pick your nose, man?
What is this? Some kind of joke going on?
Try another call.
What is this?
Just try another call.
Somebody's idea of a cheap joke? Hey, Rock, hello, you're on the air.
Yes, may I speak at this, Jackie, please?
Speaking?
Yes, was you at the mall this weekend?
Who's this?
This is Serita Williams.
Yeah, I might have gone to the mall, Serena.
Well, I could swear I saw you and your daughter.
Yeah,
at the mall.
Well, how come you didn't come up and say hi to me?
Because
we've known each other for years.
Because you was too busy picking your nose.
Get out of picking my nose!
I saw you picking your nose right by the pretzadoodle.
The what?
The pretzadoodle.
Where you get the cinnamon pretzels?
You get them pretzels and slather them down with mustard.
Yeah.
At least that's what I was going to do until I seen you pick your nose.
Oh,
that's
you
right
don't
there
know I was
by that damn fountain.
Get out!
You was picking your nose.
I was not.
And then you was flicking them in the fountain like there was gold coins.
That's a lie, and you know it.
You call me a liar, you motherfucker.
You're just calling because you heard these other people call, and anytime you
did
hear
you
something that you can
you
start
not,
up on.
Sir,
what?
Sir,
what?
Did you or did you not hang out by the pretzadoodle in the mall?
I stopped by there to pick up a pretzel.
Right there by the pretzadoodle. And what you did was you pick up a booger.
I didn't pick up no booger.
You was picking them and throwing them in a fountain like you was going to get a, like you was making a wish.
You're just trying to jump on the old bandwagon.
Because you was picking your
nose. Get out of here.
That's why.
Yeah, kiss my ass.
Motherfucker.
Hey, Rock, hello, you're on the air.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I was just curious.
Yes?
Were you at the Burlington Coat Factory this weekend?
As a matter of fact, I had to pick up a sport coat because I have a thing I have to go to next weekend, and I was.
I believe that I saw you there. I was there shopping with my wife.
Yeah?
And,
what about it?
Before I had a chance to say anything to you, evidently you made your purchase and left. But I noticed you there, and I thought about speaking to you. But,
why didn't you come up and say hi, sir?
Because you was picking your nose.
I was not. What is this? Everywhere I go, I pick my nose?
You were standing there, and you went to reach for your credit card. And when you did, you got a funny look on your face, and you took your finger and mashed it right up your nose.
I did not.
And
what do you know? How do you even know what I look like?
I felt very bad for the clerk, because obviously you had to get some of it on the credit card.
I might have gotten a little up and on there.
If I had been the clerk, that card would have been declined.
Oh, don't give me that. You're not the clerk.
What are you picking your nose in public for?
I wasn't picking my nose, but everybody seems to think
God
it's Sabbath this weekend, and I'm picking my nose.
You were picking your nose, and everybody's seen you.
Don't you raise your voice to me.
Everybody's seen you.
Ah, nobody's seen me.
You son of a bitch.
What is this? I'm about fed up. This is just turning into one nasty joke. I do not go around with my finger up to the second knuckle.
Well, stop talking about it.
Picking in public.
Stop talking about it.
Let me take another call. K-Rock, hello, you're on the air.
Yes.
Yes?
I was just listening at the radio. I believe we were seatmates at the Globetrotter game.
We could very well have been. Were you the guy sitting behind me?
Yes. Yeah. Well, it was amen, brother. That's why
that's
you. That during the game. Yeah.
You were with like your five-year-old, and you were drinking a lot of beer.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I can only imagine why you're calling.
I had no idea. I was sitting by a celebrity there.
Yeah.
If I don't beat all.
Yeah. What can I do for you?
It's a pleasure to make you acquainted.
Well, thank you.
But,
thank you very much, my brother.
Yeah, well, yeah, we're all brothers, and I'm glad that you enjoyed the spirit of unity that was going on there.
Good.
Yeah, anyway, I just want to let you know it was good to know that I had a celebrity there. I have to tell my boy about that.
Good.
I also have to tell him that he shouldn't pick his nose in public.
What, that he shouldn't?
Yeah, because, example, you were sitting there just picking at your nose all day long.
Shut up, you picking your nose, man. I'm tired of this bull.
I gotta, you know what?
I can take a few laugh calls here and there, but I don't need to go and have you start.
I got a five-year-old son. I'm having to tell him why a grown man is picking his nose.
Shut the f*** up, you son of a bitch. You don't know what the hell you're talking about.
A minute ago, I was your brother.
Ah, shut up. Go back to where you came from and leave me the hell alone.
Go back to Africa? Is that what you're saying? Right. You mammy f***er.
Shut up.
You know, if you don't find love, love may have a way of finding you when it's least expected. That's what this request and dedication is all about. It comes to us from a teenager in Maryland named Jennifer, and here's what she writes. Dear Casey, I graduated high school only a couple of months ago. Upon graduation, I headed out with a group of friends for senior week at the beach. That's where I met the most unbelievable person. His name is Tim. He's 18, and he's from Pennsylvania. We practically spent the entire week together, and goodbye was a tearful one. Over the next week or so, I talked to him every day, visited him twice, and thought about him constantly. Never in my life have I ever met someone so caring, so giving, so loving. I went to the beach expecting to party and have a great time. I didn't expect to fall in love, and that's exactly what I did. I want him to know I'm here, Casey, and that I'll never stop thinking about him. I wear his necklace all the time, stare at the roses he sent me constantly, and he's always on my mind. I used to think that it would be hard to love someone so far away, but I know now that it only makes the love grow more and more. Tim, I miss you, I want you, and I love you. And as you once said to me, love is forever. I know ours is. Thank you, Jennifer. Jennifer, here's your request and dedication.
Well, I gas off in that Southwest Florida heat. But I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on. Now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney on all afternoon. Now from Naples to Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say, 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. So damn good, it makes the Pope want to sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney all afternoon. We like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, and you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney on all afternoon.
Southwest Florida, we're always here to help. But unfortunately, there's actually very little we can do. Sorry. Just try not to focus on the pain. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Ah, man, it's Wednesday. Feeling good. Feeling good. Because all the chickens have come home to roost.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, a few things.
Wasn't aware there'd be chickens involved.
A few things that I got to take care of. Hi, Dave. I know you can only be in here for this break because you got work to do, right?
That's right, okay. Stan.
So I got to take care of a few things.
This is...
So I got to take care of a few things.
Whatever.
You've been doing a good job.
Apparently.
You know, maintaining the vans.
Yeah,
all
well,
that.
Not...
You found that the young people don't pay attention to detail
No, of course not, man.
So how was the baseball game yesterday? I know you were rushing around here like a chicken with your
head
cut off.
Yeah, sure was. Well, I got over there and started to set up and looked around and realized that there was no game.
Okay.
But then, you know, the oddest thing...
Yeah.
Is that he goes and finds out there's no baseball game, but immediately he's dispatched to an emergency remote at the dog track.
Well, no, there was an emergency remote at the dog track with ESPN that got thrown on the schedule yesterday towards the evening, towards late afternoon.
Uh-huh.
And then I...
Really, is that what happened?
Didn't. No, I didn't.
See, this guy was busting his ass.
I don't think so.
Picking up dinner for me last
what
night.
What time did he come by? Deal?
He didn't. He was so busy. He didn't even get my food until like 9:30.
What? Bunch of crap.
Really?
You wouldn't believe the night he had.
Really?
I saw you last night.
I'm sure you did. How can you not?
He comes back before 6 o'clock because there was no baseball game.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm leaving, and he's waving at me, stop, stop, stop.
That's right.
And I said...
A valid reason, too.
I want you to zip it until all the facts are on the table. All the California lies.
Oh, this is good. Hammer me down.
I'm not hammering you
bring
down.
It.
I am trying to get to the answer.
Do it. Do it.
By the way, where are those pictures?
What?
Where are the pictures I was supposed to see?
I don't have them, man. I'll get them to you tomorrow.
Don't you...
Good God,
don't
man.
Don't you remember? Don't you remember?
Yeah,
from,
I do.
Yes.
And you know, now I do. And you know what? I got a lot going on, bro.
Hold on a second.
A whole lot going on. Rob, but then to play with you.
Previously on the Stan and Haney Show.
I want to see at least 6 pictures of stuff Haney got you.
Yeah, no problem.
And if I don't see them tomorrow, doesn't Haney have to bring them down?
Yeah, that's cool.
See, I don't think he does that.
No, it's cool, man.
He does.
Nope. Yeah, he that does. I can't. Big deal. That one thing I can't.
Proof will be tomorrow.
Okay, no problem.
Show me. Differently.
No
prove
problem.
Me wrong.
No problem. Yeah, whatever.
Where is
they're
it?
Not here. I don't have them. I didn't have time to take your little photographs.
Liar, and pose. Liar one lie there because you pawned it
didn't
all this
I
stuff.
Didn't I just tell you I didn't
no,
even
you're
get
not.
My food until 9:30. Yeah, that's how busy
yeah,
he was.
That's right.
He's lying to you.
No, I'm not.
So,
no, I'm not.
Yes,
I explained to him what I did last night.
I think, what was it you were cleaning up in here? Menstrual blood?
Yeah, yeah.
No.
What was it? I can't remember.
No, man.
9:30. I saw you at 6 o'clock when you came back.
Me?
And you ran up to me and you said, Stan, please text Haney. He's got his headphones on and won't hear me. Please
is
text
that
him.
Not legit?
I've got his food. Oh, don't worry.
No, I
I'm
didn't.
Just going to go back. Don't
whoa,
worry.
Oh, no, no.
Don't
I
worry.
Didn't say I had his food.
Don't worry.
Don't you
I'm
dare
just,
say that.
I'm just going to go bang on his door.
I said, look.
And
I know
that
he's
was
got
at six,
I said,
what were you doing between
said,
6 o'clock and 9:30?
Can you just slow down
what
your,
were
little,
you doing?
Your little rat
well,
trap?
He had an emergency remote at the dog track.
No, I didn't. Slow down your little
he
rat
didn't.
Trap.
He didn't have.
There was one book I didn't go. Now, I came here.
You are full and did
no.
what for 3 hours?
Will you shut your trap?
He did a lot of janitorial work.
Now listen, I got here, right?
Didn't you do some janitorial work?
Just a
work?
Tiny bit. Now listen,
just
I got here.
Just a tiny bit, 3 hours
will you
worth?
Shut your mouth? I am getting so sick and tired
the,
of this.
Where are the pictures?
You're overloading my
what
brain,
what is it
bro.
You cleaned up?
I am literally,
you had to
I'm
clean
literally
something
blowing
up, Dave.
Smoke out of my ears right now,
Dave,
man.
Dave, you told me you busted your ass last night. Don't let him get away with this. What did you have to clean up?
Okay, first of all, let me just revert back. I pull into the parking lot. I'm like, Stan, stop. Don't go nowhere. I said, can you text Haney? Because I know you weren't going to open your door till late in the evening. And I'm like, dude, I know when he puts those headphones on. I can't get in touch with him in his house.
But you know there are other ways.
Yeah.
Well,
and besides, I said I'd be ready for you by 8 anyway.
Yeah, and I
where
said,
were
well,
you?
Because that's another hour and a half before the food showed up.
So, I come in here.
So we let you talk, and you talk in circles.
No,
you never
I'm
give
not.
A straight answer.
No, I'm not. No,
all
I'm not.
I'm asking coffee.
I'm spitting on myself. Coffee.
See how he's, distracting and deferring?
No,
where,
I'm not.
What did you do for 3 hours?
Me and Rob sat here, okay? I came in, helped Rob out do some filming. All right? Then I went...
What?
Then I went and...
Hold on a second. He ended up sticking around and helping. Was he producing your show yesterday?
He did. I needed somebody to film a segment.
See?
And he ended up sticking around and helping out.
Did he do any janitorial work?
He did not do any janitorial work.
Yes, he did. He said he did.
You're a liar. How long did that take to film a segment on your show?
About 35 to 40 minutes.
35 to 40 minutes. Where did 3 hours go?
I went on ahead and continued... Messing around with the
messing
bands.
Messing around.
Isn't that what you're supposed to do today?
That's what. No, dude. There's
that's
a lot of.
That's what you
said.
You got to go out and do.
I still got two more to get done. All right. I got two more to get done.
None of it makes any sense.
No, it does make sense. And what's the big?
I'll tell you what the big
spotlight
deal is.
On me, anyways. What have I done wrong?
I'll tell you.
Because I'm doing good.
Yes, you are.
You damn right.
When your former employers
call
me up.
Oh, here we go.
I'll tell you what happened.
Here we go.
This is my story now, not yours.
I'm going home yesterday after he was banging on my door about how am I going to get over to Haney's, and then it's 3 hours later because he was producing Rob's show.
Three and a half.
Oh, God.
So I'm driving home, and my phone goes, and I had to meet some friends last night. By the way, Samantha says hi.
Oh, she is lovely.
Yes, she is. And suddenly, it's Ron from Coastal Cooling. Now, Ron at first calls up as a social caller. He called for me. And he said, hey, Stan, how you doing? Hey, good. He said, you know what? I heard you talking the other day. Dave stiffed you on going shark fishing. Oh. He said, I just want to let you know that you are welcome anytime you want to come out on my boat and go fishing.
Well, that's very nice.
And I said, thank you very much, Ron. He said, you pick the day you want to go. He said, I want, and here it comes. He says, I'd like to get you on the boat as quickly as possible, but I've been trying for 3 days to get Dave to clean my boat. And he says, it's not like he has to go and do it for free. I pay him $500 to $600 to clean that boat.
That's what he pays you to clean the
boat? Whoa, it's not just...
I said, I just saw him
3 minutes. Holy.
You got to understand. It's
I
a
just
big
saw him 3 minutes ago.
It's,
you are backpedaling.
It's not just a wash, bro. You got to
buff
it.
No idea. There was that much money involved.
Dude, no idea.
To buff boats out? So he that said, is big money,
he
man.
He said, I guess he doesn't want the job. He said, because I
stuff?
Haven't heard from him. I said, I just saw him 2 minutes ago. He says, well, I've been trying to call him and text him, and I haven't heard anything from him. I said, well, try again.
I've talked to him.
$600.
Do you understand the amount of work that goes into something like that? You don't.
Oh, I'm not saying it's not worth it. I'm just like, I never knew you had that much money on you.
Yeah, that much cash on you one time.
Come on, I did. I don't.
Yeah, and where are those pictures of the stuff you pawned from Haney?
Bro, you've got screws loose hardcore.
Howard Stern.
All right, well, you get a hold of that Stan and Haney tape.
Where would then send it to?
To me.
Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney.
You are just so convinced that Dave is always up to something.
He is, and I think we proved it. That's okay. He left mad because I got him. He's always got a grift going. And that's the way he is, and I have to accept that. I just don't like being around a liar. So other than that,
I don't see that side of him.
You're right.
You know, very rarely do you see him out of here. I see him out of here all the time.
I stopped seeing him out of here because I was going broke.
And you know what? What I see when he's outside these walls is a capable young man with a bright future.
He's
and if
45!
Oh. I forget.
Yeah. Coming up on the show today.
You know what?
What?
Maybe if he saves up some money, he could take some... classes?
Mm. Classes doing what?
I don't.
Coming up on the show today, are you smarter than Haney?
I don't understand. Well, I guess I do. I guess it's because he's got the skin cancer. But he's a waterman who can't work on the water anymore.
No, but yet he won't wear a hat. He won't put on sunblock. And he prefers to stand out in the sun.
Well, he did go shark fishing at night.
Big deal. I'm talking about everything. He's right now, he's out in the sun right now. Does he have a hat on? You know, when I go and play golf in the middle of summer, I have plenty of fluids, and I wear this big floppy hat to keep the sun out of my
face.
Okay,
so you count light beer as fluids.
Grab bag.
And you wear funny hats. Yep. And, okay.
I want to tell you, smarter than Haney today. New categories, new questions.
Is arts and literature gone?
Gone.
Thank God.
I want to tell you right now. Here are our new categories. Some old favorites. Some have changed. When we play this today, categories now. We will keep geography.
That's my favorite.
Movies, act acronyms, sports, and it's coming back. Wild card.
No arts and literature. That's all I care about.
And it's going to clean it up a lot. So that's later on today. New categories, new questions. I bought this. Times are changing. We've got a lot of radio stations in this building that attract a lot of different listeners. And I know for sure I'm going to do my part.
Are you one of the millions of people who think that they just can't learn how to speak hip-hop? It's not that you can't learn. It's that you've been doing it the wrong way. And that's why we've created Rosetta Stone, the hip-hop language learning program.
I think I learned more in the first hour than I did from 2 weeks of hanging out at strip clubs and at rap music video shoots. Before Rosetta Stone, I didn't know my hizzy from my vajizzy. Now, bitch be ballin' without sounding whack.
Try Rosetta Stone free for 30 days. If you're not constantly surrounded by rump-shaking dancers while you make it rain cash money in trendy nightclubs, we'll refund your cheese.
Hello, my name is Lavernius Anthony Pierre Washington Jr. the 4th, but my friends call me Kiki. I invented the Rosetta Stone software because I couldn't understand you. Better yet, y'all probably couldn't understand me. You feeling me? Now, because y'all my homies, holler at your boy.
For real. Call now for your 30-day free trial. And no worries, cuz, because at Rosetta Stone, we ain't about ganking the player.
What?
I don't know. I just got it. I just got it. Oh, I think it's on magazine shelves right now. The 2020 candidate swimsuit issue.
Move over, Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition. Now there's the 2020 Candidate Swimsuit Issue, featuring Bernie Sanders in a bikini.
I believe people are aroused.
Joe Biden showing off in a day-glow green mankini like Borat.
I mean, it's almost mind-boggling.
Pete Buttigieg traipsing around in a one-piece.
This was not exactly what I had in mind either.
And Donald Trump wearing nothing but a MAGA hat.
And the poll just came out.
It's the 2020 Candidate Swimsuit Issue.
I'm not proud of it.
Now available in your local drugstore next to the nausea and upset stomach meds.
There's only one I'd want to see.
What's that?
Tulsi Gabbard.
Yeah.
I'd look at that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll admit it.
Yep.
I'd look at that.
Did you see, and of course, it's the right angles and it's photographed beautifully, but she's still beautiful. Christie Brinkley put out a picture of her in a bikini.
She's abnormal.
65 years old, and to look at the picture of her, ask yourself a question. We're all men here. How many of you would say, yeah, I'd do it with a 65-year-old?
If Christie Brinkley, even today, looked at you,
yep,
and it was just you and her,
yep,
and she gave you that look and
yep
said, so, Stan,
yep,
are you going to go for it?
Yep. Right. 65 years old.
That's insane.
I know.
Now, is that all genes, or is she one of those people that her whole day is about nothing but maintaining her body? Lifting weights and all of that?
Here's what it is. It's 75% genes. And the other 25%, 20% is all workout all the time, and 5% she's had a little bit of touch up in her face, maybe in her tummy here. But that she, from what I understand, is working out all the time, and she's got really good genes. It's unbelievable.
So you look at that and you think, oh wow. Now, that's a 65-year-old I'd date. But if you dated her and you actually liked her,
yeah,
and wanted to spend time with her, you wouldn't be able to because
no
she'd always... It would be like having a car that's always in the shop.
Correct. Yes, that's a great analogy. Great.
I got a great car, man. You should see it. Well, okay,
Show it to. Well, it's a little work being done. There's nothing wrong with it. I just wanted to, you know, it's a touch up for it.
So yeah, you'd only take it out on holidays.
You and I have enough life experience to know the hotter the girl, the more issues there are.
Oh yeah.
And the hotter the girl, the more they want to spend money, go out and do things. And you realize at a certain point, you learn this as a young man, that if you are going to go somewhere, that means, let's say, you're going out and you're supposed to be somewhere at 9. At least 6 hours prior to that.
Oh, yeah. Start getting ready. Yeah. Yep.
You had better make sure you've already showered and done whatever you're going to do. Because you won't be seeing the bathroom.
They go into seclusion.
And stuff will be spread out everywhere.
Yep.
And they'll be doing something, whether it's nails or something, where for those 6 hours, she probably won't leave, but she may require drinks and snacks and whatever. Oh, can you bring me my phone? I can't because of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can't touch her face, can't touch her nails, can't pick up anything.
And, then you go out for a couple hours, have a good time, you come back and you're feeling randy, and you're like, yeah, we can do that, but first I have to make sure that I got to take my makeup off, and then I got to do the moisturizer, and and then this beautiful woman you've been out with that did all this work to look pretty for other people comes to bed with goop on her face and says, I'm ready, do me.
Yeah.
That's not what you get.
Hair cap on.
Yeah, that's what you're making love to. You don't get to make love to the living doll that everybody else has been staring at all night. That only happens early in the relationship, and, well, when that happens, you learn why all that other stuff has to happen, because you go and you look at your extra pillow and go, was a clown sleeping here?
Yeah. Will a circus come by?
Look at that. That's a clown face. You can see it right there. Either that or it's a shroud of turn.
Yep. Dateline, North Carolina. Evidently, there's a crazy lady in North Carolina that's become a bit of a folk hero.
Well, they're all crazy. Very few of them become folk heroes.
She became a folk legend for her horrible driving. Everyone knows her from her vanity plate.
Bad driver?
No, it's it's stay humble for stay humble. She puts her hazards on, randomly blocks drivers for no reason, tries to cause accidents. She's been in 31 crashes since 2000. A school bus driver finally caught her on video last month, but she failed to show up for a court appearance on Monday for the fourth time. She's like the thing flying around there. Here, the bus driver caught her.
I finally found her, y'all. I finally found her. Girl, will you move?
She's erratic. She's run people off the road with their children in the car. When I was leaving the school, I had a driver come from behind my bus, fly into the oncoming traffic lane, swerve back in front of my bus, and start tapping on brakes. And she got out of the car and just stood there, recording me with her cell phone like I was in the wrong. I don't see how she still has her license. I feel like her license should be snatched. I mean, indefinitely.
We take people's responsibility to come to court pretty seriously, and most other citizens do as well. To not show up four times for various traffic charges is unusual.
She's still buzzing around out there.
Oh, by the way.
Yeah.
You know how fascinated I am with recreational vehicles.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Did you see the video of the Winnebago chase in L.A.?
I did not, but I don't want to hear Winnebago. Because the Winnebago is back in my complex. Okay? They gave him a faking pass.
They've got outside their Winnebago. That visitors coming over. They're using the facility. And I...
Okay, well, I won't tell you the story. No, it was what, one of the big ones, like Cousin Eddie.
Yeah.
And it's a lady and
Verizon. Yes, I did see
like
it.
Harry chose Verizon.
I guess they're not really well put together.
Look at this. And the poor dog.
Look at that. Now, the passenger side of the RV, she hit a palm tree in a parking lot. She wasn't even going that fast. Right there. And it took like half the Winnebago apart. I mean, that should be able to survive that.
Look at that. It's insane. And is that the one where the dog was hanging out?
Yep.
Oh, I felt bad for that dog.
But it definitely can't take a punch. I mean, that wasn't at high speed, and it was just a small palm tree, and it ripped half the Winnebago off.
It's got covering over a frame. Haney and I remember, and I remember the day very well, in 1985, when it was the biggest thing out there.
Would you do me a favor? What? Take a picture of the Winnebago in your complex?
I keep wanting to. Yes, I will. 1985, this was all 100% real. Coca-Cola changed their formula and came out with New Coke.
Do you remember that?
I remember it vividly.
And everybody knew the guy that right before New Coke came out, went and bought all the Coke in the grocery store because old Coke's going to be a collector's item.
It didn't last, but they're bringing back New Coke for a limited time. For the third season of Stranger Things, because it takes place in 1985.
And for those of you wondering, well, what did New Coke taste like? It tasted like Pepsi.
Yep. They had to go back into their archives to find the recipe to create this. But Haney and I remember very well when Bill Cosby came on TV and told everybody,
"The incredible has happened. The impossible has become a reality. Coke actually tastes better than ever before. Yes, Coke has a new taste. And I'm standing here with this ice-cold, thirst-quenching, deliciously satisfying Coca-Cola, and it actually tastes better. Now, you know me. I always loved Coke for years and years. I like this Coke better. The new taste of Coca-Cola, better than ever before. Coke is it."
Yeah, it didn't last long. But they're going to bring it back for a limited time. I think they're making like 500,000 cases of the stuff. You can buy some, and then they're going to have some like
giveaways. Yeah, I'm going to get that because it's going to be a collector's item. Yeah, if you want to taste New Coke right now, get a Pepsi.
Yeah, that's what it tasted like. Here's a little quick quiz for you. Speaking of 1985.
Pepsi was so amused by that.
Yep. In 1985... CBS tried to have a reboot of the TV show, the Rod Serling Twilight Zone.
Mm-hmm.
It failed. But they actually created a new theme for Twilight Zone. Can you name the band that did the opening to the 1985 series, The Twilight Zone? Here you go.
Yes.
Who is it?
Devo.
Nope. The Grateful Dead.
Oh. It should have been Devo.
We did this story a couple of months ago. Matter of fact, we did it back in February. But it's an amazing thing. Remember the kid who was homeless back in February but had such a high grade point average? He was applying to schools and major universities wanted him, but he was homeless. His father died. His mom couldn't keep up, so they started living place to place. He kept still going to school. Well, good news. The high school senior in Tennessee...
has been accepted to 40 colleges and just received $3 million worth of scholarships.
When I heard that I got $3 million, I was more than elated. After my father passed, we fell behind on bills, and we ended up getting evicted from our home February 21st of this year. So we've been to a different home so far.
What was the biggest challenge when you went through all of that?
I'd definitely say the time management, because this is still doing, like, the most stressful part of my senior year, doing essay. Never let your current situation, whatever circumstances you're going through, be a mountain that you can't climb.
Good for him. I want you guys.
That's a novel way to go about it.
Yeah.
Actually succeed,
yeah,
instead
can
of
you imagine?
Wallowing in your problems.
I want people to understand this. I feel so sorry for Ben Carson. Ben Carson is a brain surgeon.
He's a brilliant man.
And an extremely brilliant man.
No experience in government.
No.
But a brilliant man.
And Trump gave him a cabinet position.
To reward his loyalty.
And he became the secretary of HUD, Housing and Urban Development. He doesn't know anything about housing, urban development, real estate, property. So he goes before Congress, and they start quizzing him. Representative Katie Palmer started asking him if he knew what an REO is, which is...
An REO Speedwagon.
No, no. Real estate owner, or real estate owned. He thought she was referring to an Oreo
cookie.
Yeah, he did not know, being the head of HUD, what real estate owned means, and he got a little confused.
As you look it up, I'd also like you to get back to me, if you don't mind, to explain the disparity in REO rates. Do you know what an REO is?
An Oreo?
No, not an Oreo. An REO.
Real estate?
What's the O stand for?
E-organization.
Owned. Real estate owned. That's what happens when a property goes to foreclosure. We call it an REO.
Mm-hmm. Poor what guy. Up? And she's a bitch.
Thank you. I didn't have to say it.
I did. Howard Stern promoting his book on Colbert. We'll wrap up the grab bag with this. He's a radio guy. He's got a lot of problems. He talks about the first time he went to see a psychiatrist. He felt that
he's all into that. He
I
goes
know.
Like four times a
I
week.
I know. He felt the first time he had to see the psychiatrist, he had to be on. He had to have his game face on. And so he started...
Oh, we've seen that.
Started to have to crack a few jokes. And this was his experience the first time he had to go see a psychiatrist with his game face on.
The first time I went in to see this guy, from what I saw on TV, you go in and you talk about your parents. So I start doing elaborate routines for the psychiatrist.
Like you're entertaining him.
And he's sitting there like I'm bombing in the room and he's not laughing. And I go, you know, I get paid to do this stuff.
Sure.
He said to me for the first time, I don't find any of this funny. I go, great. But he said, in fact, I see that it's rather sad. And I was like, really? What do you mean? I didn't think of myself that way.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got into some real discussion.
And you're right. He goes like 4 days a week and has been going for decades.
And so he taught him how to be unfunny.
Right. That's what they do. They don't find a lot of humor. Unless you're out of the room and then their colleagues come in.
Oh, my God, this guy. No, those are perfectly valid feelings.
Yes, my God. Yeah, this guy comes in. See the one that just left the room?
No, you wouldn't believe.
Yeah.
What a kook.
A real beauty. grab bag brought to you by
Am I a kook, doctor? Not at all. It's perfectly normal. I'm just going to up the dosage.
Yeah.
No, you're not a kook. Boy, get a load of this kook.
A real beauty.
Yep.
We'll be back
Stan and Haney.
96 K-Rock is where we've been for many years. It's not a bad place to be. Besides, we've been told we can check out any time we like. And then they said something else, but I forgot what it was. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. Are you smarter than Haney in about 25 minutes? 277-9600.
Sorry to interrupt you, Stan. What's the day and time?
Today is Wednesday, and it's 3:14 right now.
Okay.
Why?
And it's 2019, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to get my bearings.
Okay. No problem. Oh, by the way, before we get into anything else, I found the Culture Club song at home.
Oh, for
now, I think, and I don't see. I only listened to bits and pieces of the song
well,
yesterday.
Well, you really built it up.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't as good as I thought. And I don't know if it was you, Haney, or Rob, when you guys were throwing all the songs at me. I might have heard it. Here's what I know. When I looked it up, it was in my computer.
Was it 2018?
2014.
Because you said 2013, and the only thing we could find was 2018.
2014, it was a digital release-only single before they were going to go out on tour, and the tour got canceled.
And you said this was the best and greatest song ever written.
I did not. I said that they had a single out that they were going to go, and it was called More Than Silence. I'll give you a little piece of it. It has a good hook. This is when they were trying to come back.
And this is something that you love very much.
I said, I want to save this song. Now, I'm listening to it. I haven't heard it in 4 years, but here you go. This was the Culture Club that I said, oh, it's got a little bit of a hook to it. His voice changed.
Watching you play your favorite song. Shutters down, headphones on.
But I like it.
I want the world to know my pain. You play a cold game. Wounded soul by polar tears. Whisper your name so no one hears. I'll be the mirror of all you fear. I play a slow.
No, you wouldn't know it was him, though.
But you wouldn't know it was him, and this was under the Culture Club label. It was released as a single in 2014, and said, oh, he's going out on tour. And then they didn't do it, because he, I don't know.
Slipped out again?
Started to cry like a
baby.
Just
like he did the other day.
Yep.
Yeah, unspectacular.
I don't know, I kind of like it, though. I mean, it's not like a, you know.
So you're still defending it.
I'm not, look, it's not as good as I remember it, but it's not bad. It's got a, you know, a little bit of a hook in it when it does the chorus. It's called More Than Silence 2014.
It sounds like Coldplay to me.
Yeah. There you go. I showed you the pictures of the Winnebago, didn't I?
You weren't lying.
I've got... Look. I don't know what to do. My girlfriend and I were talking about this just this morning. So... yeah. About 2 months ago... I got association rules that are just out of sight.
Let me explain to the listener. The things that Stan has dealt with over the years with this very strict association
They are constantly raising the association dues and rates.
Every year.
Stan is constantly berated by the association for many things. I remember one time it was because you had a non-regulation doormat.
Yep, they took my doormat away. That it, welcome. The regular doormat.
They took it.
That's a fire hazard.
So that's the kind of people he's dealing with.
I have a $3,000 bike that I tried to keep under my carport.
That's unsightly.
It's unsightly. They ticketed me for it. If I didn't have my parking sticker on my car, they would ticket me.
They tried to tow my car,
it's
there.
The association police.
My car was at your place for about 3 hours.
Yeah,
and they put tickets on it.
Yes,
and I was parked in the proper spot, wasn't I?
Yes, in guest parking. Don't bring a pickup truck, a van, anything like that. If you own that, you're not allowed to park it at the complex. And they have a big sign because they realize that delivery trucks are going to be coming, moving trucks. Said, no overnight parking for trucks. No overnight parking. Another rule is that you can't have RVs parking overnight. Now, anything I did, they're jumping down my throat. They got the condo police.
Yeah, well, like I said, I don't even know why they put a ticket on my car because I parked in guest parking during the day for about 3 hours, and they put a ticket on it.
So, about a couple of months ago.
I mean, we're talking about reaction to infractions in almost immediately.
This RV... And I mean a Cousin Eddie-style RV.
And this isn't, your Class B or a van style. This is a full-size recreational vehicle.
Yep. Parks right alongside the pool. Now, there are people that want to go and maybe get some sun by the pool. This RV is covering the pool area, shading it. And it was there for like a couple of weeks. And then I'm like, what the hell is an RV doing here? They leave...
Because that RV is parked in the guest parking,
taking
up like,
about 8 spaces.
In the same place that I got a ticket for being there a couple hours.
So, end of last week, sure enough, there it is again. Now, it's still there. You just saw the pictures.
Well, it's great because Cousin Eddie has Fort Myers as a base, so he can go out and... Go to Sanibel, can go to Key West for a couple of days and come right back to Fort Myers.
They're using all the hookups there because, there's power source out by the pool. They
They're drawing community power.
We have...
I didn't even think about that.
We have carriages that are under each unit. So if you got stuff to bring up the elevator and all that, they've got 2 of them parked over by them. They've got little folding chairs out. They've got a dog that they walk in the morning that craps in the dog area. They don't pick it up. My girlfriend just slid through one the other day.
So,
and they're all parking there. And I'm like, who the hell is in charge?
Yeah, so for the most minor of infractions, they go after you. How is this person getting away with it?
I don't know. Now, this morning, we were talking about this. She says to me, my girlfriend says to me, she says...
Why don't you stand up and be a man?
Yeah, she says, why don't you go and notify this association that there is an RV that's been parked here for weeks?
Because you know damn well the winter people would lose their minds.
I said, you know what, I should go and do that. I said, but with all the people that are still here...
If you were a younger man, you might, but you've learned over the years.
Learned a hard lesson. Because I can see it right now.
It through to its logical conclusion.
And it's not a good conclusion. I said, I can go and do that, and I probably should do that. But being that it's Stan and Stan Luck, I go and contact the association. Because we got a woman that represents our complex at the association. and I say, hey, look, lady, this thing's been parked here for a couple of weeks. They're using our utilities. They got a whole picnic area set up. They got the thing that they can roll out to have, like, the little lanai out there and all. And they're right by the pool taking up eight spaces.
Taking over the complex. They're stealing electricity.
It would be my luck, Stan luck, to go and complain, saying, I want this RV out of here. And the association of contacting me back, Stan, the Jenkins condo, residents here for 20 years at Turtlehead, have had construction damage done, and they have no place to go, and they're staying in an RV. How dare you go and tell them to leave? This is the only place they have to stay because they can't go into their unit. That would be my luck. Then guess what happens? Stan's the bad guy. There's the one that told the Jenkins to leave.
And it wouldn't just be that. It would be Mr. Jenkins is staying in the RV because of horrific damage done to his unit. He lost his wife in that accident.
And has a heart condition.
Yep. Whatever.
Yep.
And that's his emotional support dog.
He doesn't
dog.
Have family to go
that,
and...
That's his emotional support dog.
That goes around craps in my...
Where's your compassion?
That would be
Where's your compassion?
Yep. That's if I did it. Now, if I had family coming down...
If you had me come over with my RV...
Forget it. I'd be evicted. I'd have a lien put on my condo, and you'd be towed by one of them Big Mac truck tow trucks.
You see, people can say, oh, I don't like politics. Everything's political.
Yep.
Because whoever's got that RV, they got the juice.
Yep.
And you don't.
And they're living the good life.
Yep.
Right here in sunny paradise.
The rules don't apply to them. They apply to you.
Stan and Haney. Are You Smarter Than Haney is next. 96K Rock.
We made Jason Priestley cry like a woman. And we can do the same for you if you're some sort of effeminate, drug-addled, washed-up asshole. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney.
Oh, that's for real?
Oh, that's for real.
Yeah, I forgot about this.
Jealous because I got my girlfriend here with me, and we're just gossiping.
Gossiping and having a little
just girl
talking
about
that Game of Thrones.
Yep.
I watched the whole episode last
night. Did you? Yeah. I'm proud
it's the
of you.
Only episode he's ever watched.
Which pathetic. One, I can't believe you wasted 8 years of your lives.
He watched the finale.
That's it. You can't just like dive into the
watch
finale.
Watch the worst episode ever.
Let's watch the midget give another speech.
Ugh. Let's watch Bran just fall asleep one more time.
Who?
Bran.
The guy in the wheelchair, Bran the Broken.
Oh, yeah, the king? You're talking about the king?
Can we move on? I don't want to talk about
please,
it.
Yes, please, yes.
You don't know anything about Bran.
I don't want to know anything about him.
Leave Bran alone!
See, all the way back at the beginning,
he had a nasty
Cersei
fall.
And Jaime went to Winterfell and went up in this tower so they could make incest.
And got caught.
And Bran was crawling around up there, the little kid, and so Jaime did the only thing he could do.
You know.
He threw him from the tower.
What you do when you get caught?
The things we do for love.
Yes.
Hey, guys, we got new categories, new questions.
All right.
Guess what?
What?
Arts and literature went away.
Gone.
Awesome. Love
it. No longer. We're going to play Are You Smarter Than Haney? Karen, your lifeline.
Yes.
Karen, do you know what it means, though? That Bran is king because they did that whole thing.
Yeah, but
about
his sister's queen of the north, so they're independent, and he's not king of everything.
That's not even what I'm talking about.
The family still owns everything, though.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
What I'm curious
Sweet
about
heaven.
Is they had that conversation at the very end about Drogon.
Yes.
So
the one-eared dog.
When, no.
Negative.
That's ghost.
I know, whatever.
And it's a dire wolf.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, they're talking about...
CG dog.
Drogon is the dragon. And they don't know where it is.
Correct, because it flew away. With
and then...
Lucy.
So, Bran asks them, where is the dragon? They start to tell him, and then they get
He's
interrupted.
Just, they're in the middle of conducting everything for the Seven Kingdoms, or Six Kingdoms now. And Bran's like... I'm going to go find him. What do you mean? You have, like, thousands of millions of people to, like, look after right now.
But is it possible then that because Brandon knows everything...
Correct.
...that he warged into Drogon and burned King's Landing himself?
That's a good theory. Can he do that? Because I know he can get into crows, but can he,
we
like...
play the game?
Well, he got into Hodor.
Can we play the game?
Hodor!
Hodor.
Yes, we can play
we
the
can
game,
continue.
Stan.
Right.
You know, where are your manners?
What are you talking about? Six categories?
New categories.
Yeah. Do you think Bran is evil?
Stop
that,
it!
That was it,
Stop
really.
Stop it! Yep.
We shall see.
I think he might be.
Yeah,
there's
you'll find out in the sequel. Yeah, the spinoff.
Oh, you mean when Arya finds America?
I don't want to even know. I don't want to
know. What's west of Westeros?
I'm sorry. Americos?
Cannot have won anything in the last 30 days. Up for grabs. You can choose WWE SummerSlam tickets. The Dio hologram that's coming to the Barbara B. Mann Performing Arts Center. It's Ronnie James Dio, and they put him as a hologram with a live band.
Interesting.
Bam's Restaurant. Stan and Haney, Babaku Saw. It's up to you. One of those prizes can be yours if you're smarter than Haney.
If you think you are smarter than me, I would like to see you.
Who knows? If Dio had lived, maybe he would have been the imp on Game of Thrones.
I don't care.
You prove you're smarter than me. It's not easy.
It's hard work.
Stan's trick question.
Nothing trick. These are all straight up answers, Dan.
Those prizes, yours for
no interpretation. There's not even any multiple choice.
You're a contestant.
You know it or you don't.
Stan's the host. I'm the one who knows the f***ing most. If you dare to disagree, simply prove
you know
you're
nothing,
smarter
Stan.
Than me. I'm a genius, you're a slob. I must beat you, that's my f***ing job. If you think you're smarter than me, I politely disagree.
Now watch how easy it is. Stan didn't know this. A Lannister...
always keeps his promise.
No.
Always it goes by his word.
A Lannister...
I don't know.
If I'm a Lannister and I want to borrow some money from you and you go, oh, I don't know if you'll pay it back, a Lannister...
always keeps their word.
Always pays their debts.
Pays their debt.
Oh, I am so disappointed.
It's okay.
All right, you got to get at least two right now. That's the new rule. The categories, geography, music, movies, acronyms, sports, and we're bringing it back, wild card. There you go. You cannot have won anything in the last 30 days.
I see you made sure everything was prepared
yes,
for
I
that.
Yes, I did. It was very smooth. Karen.
Release the phones.
Phone lines are released, 277-9600. You cannot have won anything in the last 30 days. Random Stan and Haney listener. That does not necessarily mean the first person that I talk to. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Pat.
Pat? You got a good phone line there, Pat?
Todd?
Todd.
Oh, it's Todd. See, I can't hear you. Next caller.
I was like, what?
Yeah, I couldn't hear him good. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, John.
No, I don't like that one. Again, that's not right. It doesn't sound good. Ahoy, who's this?
Michael.
There we go. Michael, have you won anything in the last 30 days?
No, sir.
You ever play this game?
Not this version, the true and false version, about 3 years
ago. Oh, yeah, okay, that was a very early version of it.
I don't even remember
that.
Yeah,
that goes back years. All right, you're in, Michael. Say hi to Karen. She's your lifeline.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, Michael. Good luck today.
Thank you.
All right, six categories. First person to get to all six will win. Michael, to be even eligible for a prize, you got to get at least two right. Understood?
Understood.
All right, Haney will go first, but listen to the question, Michael. If Haney can't answer it, you can steal if you have an open category. Here we go. The categories, geography, music, movies, acronyms, sports, and wild card. Haney, category?
Geography.
As we go into the new questions. La, da, da, da.
Oh, that is perfect pitch.
All right, here we go, Haney.
Everybody's jealous now.
In geography, Haney, what is the world's largest landlocked country? What is the world's largest landlocked country?
Oh, that's tough. All the ones I'm thinking about are not landlocked. They may not have much water.
What is the world's largest landlocked country? Need an answer.
Is it obvious?
Maybe. Dun, 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 dun.
Is it an African country?
I cannot saying anything. I need an answer.
Zimbabwe.
Incorrect.
I knew I was going to get it wrong. I can't.
Michael, you can steal.
Pakistan.
Pakistan?
That's not landlocked.
That's not landlocked. That's incorrect. Anybody got a guess? Kazakhstan. Kazakhstan. Michael, you're up.
I don't feel bad. I wouldn't have gotten that.
Geography, music, movies, acronyms, sports, wild card.
Let's do acronyms.
Acronyms for Michael. Haney, you can steal.
This isn't going to be about REO, is it?
No. That might be one on there, but that's not what I have here. Here we go. All right, Michael. The acronym is NASA. What does it stand for? NASA.
National Aeronautical Space.
Come on, Michael.
National Aeronautical Space.
Sorry. Haney, you can steal.
National Aeronautics and Space Administration.
He was close. Right all the way up. That's National Aeronautical.
No, it's not.
Space Administration.
It has an L on it.
Well,
is that what
it does have an L on it. Yes, it does have an L on it.
Does that sound right to you?
Aeronautical.
I thought it was National Aeronautics and Space Administration.
Aeronautical. Space Administration.
I'm going to have to look that up for myself. Not that I doubt you, but I got it. You got a book in front of you, and I don't know if that book's right.
I'm looking at it right in the book.
Is it up to date?
Of course. They haven't changed it. It's still NASA.
I got National Aeronautics and Space Administration.
Aeronautical.
That's wrong.
Well, I got to go with what the book says. Haney category.
That's wrong.
Haney category.
Stan?
You both got it wrong.
Stan.
What?
Please come here. It is the National Aeronautics and Space Administration.
Are you right on their site? Are you on their site?
That's what it says.
On their site. See?
Right here.
Yeah, it's official on there.
Is it?
Yes.
All right, I'll give it to you.
I know I'm right.
I'll give it to you then.
Your book is wrong.
I'll give it to you then. Jeez.
Everybody's Googling it at home,
I
too.
I know.
And they're finding out that I'm right.
All right, you will see that's what it says.
I don't like
that's
this.
That's what it says.
I don't like your source there, Stan.
Well, let's go. Pick a category.
That's a black eye.
It is. Geography, music.
I think I should get 2 points
for
that.
No, well, you're not. Geography, music, movies, sports, wild card.
I'll take acronyms.
All right. You already got it.
I gave
it to you.
You didn't give it to me.
I'm going to dispute that until I go right to the site myself. Go
ahead.
Category.
Do you see what I deal with?
I see.
Category.
What's one of the new ones?
You have geography, music, movies, sports, and wild card.
Let's go music.
Music. Got Karen as a lifeline, both of you.
I think the answer is
Leeds Zeppelin.
I just go with what she saw it in the book, too. All right.
That is Bush League.
Yeah, that bothers me now, if that's the fact.
Well, you know that, too.
Haney, in music, who was the last act at Woodstock?
Jimi Hendrix.
Yep. That is correct. In music. Michael, you're wide open. Geography, music, movies, acronyms.
I'm sorry, we were looking for Jamil Hendrix.
Wild card.
I'll try music.
Music as well. At what age did Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix, and Kurt Cobain die at?
Tread lightly.
Yep. At what age did all three of them die at? Same age. Janis Joplin. Yes, sir.
Good job.
27. On the board, you need to get two. Haney, geography, movies, sports, wild card.
You know what? I want to... I always forget to give Karen an opportunity when there's more categories to choose from.
All right, Karen, Haney's going to use his lifeline. Geography, movies, sports, wild card.
Let's go for wild card.
All right, let's go wild card. Here we go, wild card.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Karen, what does a farrier do? What does a farrier do? A farrier. F-A-R-R-I-E-R.
A farrier.
Yep. Mm-hmm. For Haney.
Yes.
Wild card.
Does a farrier transport on water?
That's incorrect. That is incorrect. You can steal in wild card, Michael. What does a farrier do?
I have never heard that word. I don't know.
Really? Haney, you want to tell him?
They deal with fur?
No. They shoe horses. A blacksmith is a farrier when he's shoeing a horse.
Wow. Okay.
Let's see. Michael, you have control. Geography, movies, acronyms, sports, wildcard.
I will try acronym again.
All right, acronyms. Let's get to the right section. All right, here we go. In acronyms, Michael... What does POTUS stand for? POTUS, POTUS?
President of the United States.
You are correct in acronyms.
And we all know this thanks to Tom Clancy.
Yep. You got your two right, so you are eligible for a prize. Haney, geography, movies, sports, wild card.
Let's go movies.
All right, movies for Mark Haney. Let's see which one I want to ask you. What is Red's first name in Shawshank Redemption? What's Red's first name?
I don't know.
Michael, you got the category. You can steal.
Red was...
3 seconds.
Herman.
Incorrect. The correct answer is Ellis. Ellis. Michael, geography, movies, sports, wild card, and you still have Karen as a lifeline.
I will go with Karen.
Karen, what would you like? Wild card, sports, movies, geography.
Let's go with wild card again.
Wild card. All right, let's see. And wild card for Michael. Mm-hmm. This is, you're going to just have to put your thinking cap on for this one, Karen.
All right. Let's do it for Michael.
What do the numbers on a standard dice add up to? Standard dice.
20?
So close. So close. Haney, you can steal in wild card.
I just want to be clear.
Dice. Not die. Dice.
Dice.
No, you were very close. I'm telling you, it was. She was close. That should help you.
Ugh. It's my favorite number.
Twenty-one.
Yes. Yes. In wild card, 21.
So
you are correct, Haney. You have control. Geography, movies, sports.
Let's go sports.
All right. Y'all right on that end? Y'all right over there, Michael?
I'm just moving my air conditioner over so it don't hit the phone.
Good move, buddy. You know how it's played.
Yes, I do.
Let's go to sports. Where did I have that one marked? I just had it. Hold on.
Need to get you some sticky notes.
Yeah, I know. I was looking, believe it or not, I was looking for them, too, when I was doing this.
I'll bring you some.
I appreciate that. You are just such a wonderful person. Here we go. In sports, Haney. In what year I don't want to ask you that one. How many, Haney, how many feet wide is a regulation NFL football field? How many feet wide? We know it's 100 yards long. How many feet wide is an NFL football field?
Are you talking about yards or feet?
Feet. How many feet wide is an NFL football field?
35.
Incorrect. Michael, you can steal.
160.
You are absolutely right. 160 feet. You are correct.
Oh.
Have control, too. Geography.
Can I just ask you feet, not yards?
Movies.
Football is in yards. Why did you ask that in feet?
He got it. He had no problem getting it.
No, but football is in yards.
Geography, movies.
Hey, Stan, how many feet card for a first down?
Huh? That'd be 30 feet.
Wild card.
I'll tell you, look at that right there. Running back picked up probably a good 16.
You can complain all you want.
A good 16 feet on that play.
It didn't get you a point.
No, but it did when I challenged you on the first one.
Ooh.
It did, but I still dispute that.
But why would you do that?
You
know NASA as well as I do. How can you not know that?
In wild card.
Crying out loud.
Michael, what is the eighth sign of the zodiac? What is the eighth sign of the zodiac?
Well, let's see. You know, Dasher and Dancer and Prancer.
The eighth sign of the zodiac.
Leo.
Incorrect.
Nobody knows.
And you already have wild card. Anybody want to guess? Scorpio. We have under a minute to play. Under a minute to play. It is currently 3-3.
Oh, man.
3-3. Any you have control. Geography, movies, sports.
Geography.
Geography. La, da, 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 da. There we go. Haney, in geography, what is the name of the sea that lies between Israel and Jordan? Geography. What is the name of the sea that lies between Israel and Jordan?
Is it the Dead Sea?
It is the Dead Sea. You are correct. Michael, I'm going to give you one shot at this. You already got your prize because you got more than two right, but we'll make it fair and go even around. Geography, movies, wild card.
We'll go movies.
Movies. And this will be the final question. We'll see if you can get it. I need a number. How many actors have played 007 in a James Bond movie?
Five.
Incorrect. Haney, you want to steal?
Does it matter?
It doesn't matter.
Because it'd take me a second to think of them all. Can you count for me, Karen?
Of course.
All right. So you got Sean Connery.
One.
You got George Lazenby.
Two.
You got Roger Moore.
Three.
You've got Pierce Brosnan.
Four.
And you've got Daniel Craig.
Five.
And?
The guy I missed.
Yep.
He made two of them, too.
Made two James Bond movies.
Yeah. Duran Duran was a theme song.
Yeah. No, that was View to a Kill. That was Roger Moore. I'll tell you because we gotta go. Timothy Dalton.
Oh yeah, I hate him. That's, I don't even count him as a Bond. I don't even think I saw his movies.
Michael, you got at least three right. Yes. So
but I got Lazenby.
Yeah, you did. I'm gonna put you over to Rob, and he's gonna let you pick a prize. Okay.
Thank you, and Haney, you are smarter than me.
I don't know about that.
Hold on. All right, Karen, thank you.
Of course, my pleasure.
We're going to take a break.
Sweet heaven. The Beasleys actually pay these two for this shit?
Oh, man.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Going to take a look at traffic, news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails all coming up here in the next few minutes. But before we do that, son of a bitch.
Give me a drink.
You know what? You got to come in. Haney almost knocked the door in your face because you got a tag in here. Go ahead. I see that you're not mad anymore and huffing and puffing with your lies. So go ahead. Put your headphones on and listen. Go ahead. But I don't need you talking. We got to do a live commercial right now. Sit.
Okay.
Stop. No.
Look. He's got to have the last word.
Yeah. Well, his microphone's off. Whew. Mattress Firm's Memorial Day sale, and wait till you find out what they're offering you this Memorial Day. How many times do you want to go and you say in the weekend, you know what, I'm going to hang out in bed, I'm going to relax, I might even take my meals in bed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, guess what? Memorial Day sale, you can go and now...
Here's the thing.
What?
Well, I know where you're going.
Yeah.
But I'm also thinking... I know. I got to get a queen. Maybe one day I can get a king.
You can do it right now, Memorial Day sale. Get a king-size bed for the price of a queen.
Dreams do come true.
And free adjustable base.
Shut the front door.
I'm telling you the truth. That's it. It's time to take advantage of one of the best deals of the year offered only during Mattress Firm's Memorial Day sale. But
so you're
hurry.
Telling me...
But
I can get a king
yes.
for the price of a queen,
yes.
and I get the adjustable base.
This event ends on Monday. This Friday through Monday only, take 50% off a Beautyrest queen mattress and pay just $99. Now, that's a hot buy that you can't afford to miss, and you get the adjustable base for free, $699 value, plus you go and you can upgrade to the next size bed.
I just want to make sure I understand this. You're telling me... I can get a king-size mattress for the price of a queen, and they're going to give me an adjustable base?
Correct.
How long do I have?
Till Monday. For the best deals this Memorial Day, there's no need to look anywhere else. Mattress Firm's Memorial Day sale ends Monday. It's Mattress Firm. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
One thing on the board. Lehigh Acres. Disabled vehicle. Sarah Avenue North. And Lee Boulevard. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. What can you expect? Well, he's about ready to tell you. He's got today's headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour, we will have some things for you did not know. I don't know why, but new Coke is coming back.
Oh, I know why, but why do people want to drink it? You didn't like it the first time it was around.
We in Florida are used to dealing with gators.
Oh, yeah.
But they'll always find a way to surprise you. An alligator is spotted in a pool.
Okay.
Now, it doesn't happen often, but it happens.
It happens.
In this particular case, an alligator is found in a pool laying on an inflatable alligator pool raft. Top that.
Awesome.
They do things differently in other lands, Stan.
They do.
Overseas. A woman in India decided her car was too hot, and so she coated her entire car in cow excrement to keep it cool.
Oh, don't even.
A fight over the custody of a hedgehog leads to a woman striking her mother. And finally, you know, Stan, how it was back in the olden days when we used to party hard.
Oh, yeah.
And there'd be those Saturday and Sunday mornings, and you'd wake up and go, oh, geez, what the hell? Did I do that? Oh, what the hell? Well, one man woke up from a drunken night out and realized something was missing.
What?
Watch? Wallet?
Yeah.
No.
Right,
penis. Gone.
Oh, jeez.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you.
I even got a reaction out of Dave.
Dave, I don't care about him.
Normally, he's listening. I don't care about news.
Yeah, I don't care
about
him.
But that got his attention.
He's proven once again that I can't trust him.
That is so untrue.
Where are the pictures? Where's that extra money you get? Laughter.
Dave, where are the pictures?
They're at home, man. You know, I haven't taken nothing yet. I'll take them tonight.
But you said that yesterday.
I know, man. I got...
What? I know. It took you till 9:30 last night before I got my food.
Because you were doing what?
Shut up.
Producing the Rob
Show. He had a remote.
He had a remote
at the Miracle.
Right.
And then an emergency remote at the dog
track. But he didn't go to that.
I didn't go to that.
See?
Sorry about that, folks.
God. Such a liar.
Shut up.
You do. You live in a lie.
No, I don't. You are the one fabricating some just outlandish lifestyle I'm living.
What am I fabricating?
Go ahead. What has he said that's untrue?
One thing.
Get him, Dave.
I don't make that much money doing the boat. I can tell you that right now.
Oh, I guess
I make
again.
A good penny, but I don't
guess,
know.
Guess again.
No?
Because as you and I discussed, and you said, that was the only thing that got him.
No.
Because he wasn't expecting that.
No, you're wrong, Stan.
No, it's two boats, not one.
So I don't care how many boats. I know how much you're making from it. You always got a grift going, huh?
No, it's not. It's not always a grift. What Dave is.
Not always.
You're such an ass, man.
Dave is the guy that Clapton wrote the song about. I shot the sheriff, but I did not shoot the deputy.
Right.
Everyone?
Thank you. Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Well, it's that time of year again.
It sure is.
Grads and dads.
Yeah. Moms get Mother's Day. Dads have to share it with grads.
Mm-hmm.
It's always happy Mother's Day. Happy dads and grads.
No, it's grads and dads.
Oh, they get first, dibs. Yep.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
signs you're at a bad graduation ceremony.
Top signs you're at a bad graduation ceremony. $600. That's good money.
What the hell? You're a little disappointed when no one else joins you in chanting, build the wall.
Yeah. You know what? $600 doing that, the $500 that you give him weekly, he makes more than I make.
He's doing all right.
Yeah, he's doing all right for himself.
That's funny.
Oh, really?
No, that's just because it's ridiculous.
What's in my wallet right now? What do I? How much I got?
I don't know.
$1. I got $1 to my name.
Ooh! Look at all those credit cards.
What are you talking about? Credit cards? I got a.
You
debt,
had a credit
I got a
card.
Debit card? Yeah. Oh, yeah. You got
oh,
a credit card too.
Go. Thank you, dude. Appreciate it, man. I really appreciate it. Shut up!
I'm such a fool.
Well, you brought up credit cards, Dave.
Idiot.
You had one.
Oh, I'm an idiot.
Yeah. You're an idiot. You're an idiot. Where's your credit card?
Idiot. You still have it?
Yeah, I got it.
Can't use it.
No, because he has a different philosophy of managing credit.
What's that?
Well,
spend it, don't pay it.
Dave feels that if someone is foolish enough to give him credit,
yeah,
he will immediately max the card out and ignore everything.
I'm not joking.
He feels like it's their fault. That they trusted him.
Yeah, it's their fault.
With a $200 limit, he'll just go
it's
spend it.
It's kind of the same thing when
it's
you loan
free money.
When you loan him $20,
you
and he doesn't
just
pay you back, but he's got $20 on. That's his money. That's not your money.
No, oh yeah,
I don't have your money. I've got my money.
First of all, you don't loan Dave money.
No.
Have I ever loaned you money, Dave?
No, never.
He just gave you money, that's all.
That's how it works, man. And then you're not upset when he doesn't pay you back.
Yeah, because you know you're not loaning him money.
Although you did offer to pay me back.
Yeah, sure have.
You got it?
No.
Stupid idiot.
You did say that. I mean,
yeah,
I didn't even ask you for it.
And
you
said, but I don't have it, no.
Nope.
So when you gonna have it?
when are you gonna have it?
What's the name? The 5th.
Mm.
Or maybe before then, yeah, depending on what I do.
You ain't gonna see it.
So then maybe the next time I give you money, I can just say I'm giving you more and keep back a couple of bucks.
Yeah, I'll pay you back with your cash.
Because then that's your money.
Right.
Once I give it to you.
It's in my hand.
And then you give it back to me, then it becomes my money.
Hey, guess what, bro? I can pay you back now.
That'll never happen. You disgust me.
You don't get it.
Oh, I get it perfectly fine. You skate free.
No, I don't.
No,
I work hard, bro.
You don't understand. Dave is going to be a superstar.
He's 45!
No, I'm not.
Oh, you're not going to be 45 this year?
Well, I will be, but I'm not 45 yet, Stan.
What a stoop.
He is going to be a superstar, and you're going to eat your words because he's going to buy us all mansions.
Damn right.
Do you know that this man is so unselfish?
Tell them about your dream,
yep.
Dave.
I had a dream.
Yeah. I don't want to hear his effing dream. I don't care what he's dreaming.
Oh, you will.
I do not.
I had a car carrier pulling up
out
front.
I don't care.
Loaded.
I don't
Cadillacs.
Care. Whoop-de-ding-dong-day.
Ferraris.
I don't care. That's
and
in
I
your
said,
dream.
You know what, boys? Pick your car of your choice.
Yeah.
Whatever you like.
Yeah. And then you woke up.
Yeah? What would you do if that happened?
Huh? That's not going to happen.
You don't know that.
It's not going to happen.
Would you accept the car from
no,
Dave?
No, I would not. A lot of strings attached to that one.
Memorial Day sales event is here.
What the,
you
the
know
heck
exactly
was what is
what
that?
Want.
What is it's that? Time to make- was that you?
Yeah.
There you go. What okay. are you doing?
Got a producer who's like listening to commercials while we're on.
Okay, I got to mark that down. Mistake number one. I'm going to keep track. That's number one.
I love you, Dave.
Right on, Brad.
I hate you, Dave.
No, you don't.
Come on, let's go. We got. Yeah. We're out of time.
We got stuff to do.
We're out of time.
What? Okay.
What's the top one?
Since when do you direct this show, you stoop? What's top one?
And finally, the very top sign, you're at a bad graduation ceremony.
Yes.
The commencement speaker ends her speech with, and that's when I realized the CIA was tracking me through my hair curlers.
Okay, we got to take a break. I don't have
Thomas!
Oh, God, that's loud. It changes every day.
Well, that and the incredible savings we are hearing about.
Yep, all right, I already marked that down. We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
When life gives you lemons, crush them up and twist them back in life's eyes. Trust me, it burns. Oh, yes, it burns. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. I got to take care of something here in just a second. But first, let's get you updated on traffic, and then I'm going to tell you about a concert where we will have tickets for you.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Okay, let's take a look at traffic quickly here. Fort Myers got a situation. Briarcliff Road and Michael G. Rippey Parkway. Also Fort Myers crash, South Cleveland Avenue and College Parkway. And in Lehigh Acres, a crash, the 3500 block of Lee Boulevard, right by the Eye Centers of Florida. And you are up to date. I saw program director Matt Mangus bring this in yesterday, and I said, this is going to be great. 96K Rock welcomes the Rolling Stones No Filter 2019 tour. It's going to happen on Saturday, August 31st at Hard Rock Stadium, Miami. Now, listen to K-Rock to win your tickets to this summer's hottest concert tour. We still got a little time here. More details coming soon. We'll pass them along to you when we have them, but we're going to have your Stones tickets for Miami. You can count on that. I told you earlier, this is bothering me. The RV is parked in my condo complex. Violation of association laws. And I haven't done it. It's been there for weeks. And I'm getting all these texts now from the Absolute Law text line. Stan, why don't you have Mike Chiannopoulos write them a threatening letter? Sue them. Ask your security guard to inquire on the name of the owner of the RV. Stan, it sounds like it's an inside job. Bet someone on the board's family members are staying in the RV. And Patty says, oh, man up, Stan. Go and inquire about the RV. I am going to go and call the association. I mean, I got their number in my wallet. And if you bear with me, I'm going to take a little bit of time and call these people. La ta ta tee, la ta ta ta. Hello? Hope somebody's there. They're usually not. I think somebody picked up.
It's a great day, Turtlehead. My name is Bill. How may I help you?
Hi, Bill. My name is Stan. I'm a resident at Turtlehead.
Stan, can I ask you to call back during regular business hours?
It's
open from 2 to 4 on Wednesdays.
Bill, if you don't mind, this is the only time I have a chance to call. And I'm Stan. I'm in Building 4.
Are you a resident?
Yes, I am.
Turtlehead?
Yes, Bill. Building 4, third floor.
Okay. What is your unit number?
My unit number is 241.
241, and that's building 3?
4.
243, building 1?
241, building 4. Third floor.
All right, let me look it up here.
Oh, sure. I got all the time, Bill. I'm just calling about the RV.
Normally, we close the office at 4, but I had a little bit of...
I appreciate that.
...extra work to do here. Yeah. It's no problem.
My name's Stan.
I got to wait for the
unit
computer.
Unit 341, building 4.
Well, I got to wait for the computer to come back on.
Are you at the complex now, Bill?
Yes, sir.
Haven't you seen what's out your window?
It's a beautiful day here.
Mm-hmm.
Are you up north?
No, I live year round at the condo at Turtlehead.
Oh, you're a year rounder.
Yes, I am.
I've been a year rounder myself.
Bill,
that's great. 2 years.
Bill, that's great. Where are you from? Where'd you come from?
Ohio.
Okay.
Because it's awfully hot in the summertime.
Sure
I have
does.
No idea.
Yep. Have you found me in the system yet, Bill? Because I don't have a lot of time.
Well, I had to wait for it.
That's all right. I need to make a complaint.
Well, hold on. Building 4.
Yes. Condo 341.
No,
that's me. That's me.
Oh, that is you.
Yeah, that's
me.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I don't think I'm going to be able to help you.
Why aren't you going to be able to help me?
Well, I assume that you are calling because you're late on your quarterly dues.
I'm not late on my quarterly dues. I'm never late on those outrageous quarterly dues.
What I can do is...
What do you mean I'm late? It's not even due until July. That's not what I called about.
If you can make a prompt payment, I might be able to keep it from going to collection.
Let's not forget, I need to go. I've just looked at my association bylaws, Bill.
Stan.
What?
We do appreciate you reaching out and making an honest effort about your delinquency.
I'm up to date. So, I'll show you my coupon book. I'm up to date. I'll show you the canceled checks. That's not why I'm calling, Bill.
Well, then I'm sure it's just a paperwork clerical error.
That's what it is.
And if you can just come by the office during regular business hours, we're always open between 2 and 4 on Wednesdays.
That's the only day. And I'm at work between 2 and 4. That's why I'm calling you now, Bill. Never mind. It is not anything about my association dues. They're up to date. It has to do with that RV taking up eight space.
Hold on.
Anytime you're ready.
If you're calling about the doormat, it's been destroyed.
Trust me, I already knew you took it. You know, that was about a $40 doormat, too. Stop looking at my records. What do you know about the RV? The RV that's parked right by the pool in the guest parking area, taking up about 6-7 spaces, using utilities, power, letting their dog crap in the yard. What do you know about that? because I've had it. There are association dues that I abide by, and I pay my dues. These are rules. That RV's got to go. And nobody's doing anything about it. I got pictures, Bill. I got pictures of it. It's not a pretty sight.
So if I understand you correctly, Stanley, what you would like to do is to file a formal complaint regarding a parking violation by a recreational vehicle.
Which are prohibited in our condo association rules. The person who's there is blocking the pool area, taking up about 6, 7, 8 parking spots, putting out lawn chairs, using power, community power, letting their dog walk and crap all over without picking it up, and I get a damn fine because I got a doormat?
Okay.
Yeah, okay, okay. Why don't you go and find him and get him out of there?
Well, I need to fill out a form here.
Okay, all righty, we'll try. Look, I tried being peaceable with you. You're going and you're stepping it up. I want answers. Hasn't anybody else complained? Am I the only one that's complaining that there's just for weeks on end an RV parked right in the parking lot and they're just living the high life?
Well, sir, we have had a few inquiries, and once the situation was explained,
get them out of there. Get them the hell out of there. I have a guest come over, and they get ticketed and towed.
We've had the residents that are aware of the situation have withdrawn all complaints.
So this is perfectly all right? I'll tell my buddy to come over with his pickup truck and leave it parked overnight. How about that? Well, I got a nice big panel truck that's got a business name on the side. I'll leave that in there, too.
Well, you can go ahead and do that, and we'll have it towed, lickety-split.
Right, because that's the association. And they also say no overnight parking of RVs sitting in guest parking.
Now, would you like me to just take your complaint, or would
I'd like you to do something.
Do you want to know why that RV is there?
Yeah, because they're mooching. Somebody, whether they're a family member coming down for vacation, don't worry about it, Earl. Don't worry about it, Edna. Just park the RV right in the parking lot and use all the facilities. I saw him in the pool yesterday.
Well, that RV belongs to Mr. Turner.
Mr. Turner. So you're aware of him. You're aware of Mr. Turner. I'm going to write his name down, too. Mr. Turner. What's his first name?
Fred.
Fred Turner. Mr. Fred Turner. All right.
Yeah.
So we're aware of that. And I would assume that it's being taken care of and he's being towed out of there.
I'm a little bit surprised that you don't know Mr. Turner.
I don't know Fred Turner.
Turtlehead for over 30 years.
What are you talking about?
Former chairman of the association.
He's a former chairman of the... Well, now it's all adding up. Oh, don't worry, Fred. You're a former chairman of the association. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. We'll let you in here and continue to use the facilities while I'm paying those association dues.
Well, let's see, Mr. Fred Turner, 30 years.
What a bunch of crap.
If you're going to refer to him, you probably ought to refer to him as Reverend Turner.
Reverend? What? Reverend? He's a reverend?
Reverend Turner is a fine man. He's a widower twice over.
I'm sorry to hear that, but that still doesn't give him the right to be parking an RV and utilizing all the facilities.
Reverend Turner is in good standing with his association because his unit right now is being occupied by what they call unaccompanied minors that have come up from Mexico.
What?
And Reverend Turner came to the association and said, "I'm willing to live my life in a recreational vehicle."
So that unaccompanied minors can live in his condo?
Fred said to us...
He's doing the godly thing, isn't he?
If we allowed him... him to have that RV, he reckoned he could probably fit about 16 kids in the RV, and then that he could probably fit 30 to 45 kids up in the unit itself.
That's a violation, too. Everyone has to be accounted for in every single unit. I can't even have a relative stay more than 3 days at my place, and then I can get written up for that. And he's got unaccompanied minors staying in the condo unit, and you're giving the good reverend all the spots he wants for his RV. I saw him dumping septic into the gutter.
These are innocent. Just beautiful little girls, and he loves them.
Little girls? He's a widower twice over, he's a reverend, and he's got little girls staying in his condo?
In his condo, and he's got some in the RV.
With
and
him?
It's all on the up and up.
How do you know that?
Because he has got it all on there. It's a humanitarian concern. It's all signed off on at the highest levels by the Clinton Foundation.
He's telling you a lie. He's telling you a lie. What, and you, Bill, and you and the association just sit and believe this?
Well, we feel
what
like...
What am I supposed
know,
to
always,
do?
We've always been... supportive of community.
No,
and
you haven't. You're not supportive
effort.
Of me. I'm part of the community.
If it didn't make you feel any better, Mr. Stanley.
Jeez, you are pathetic. This is whole thing's pathetic.
If it didn't make you feel any better, we have it on the Reverend's word.
On his word and all of his fake documentation because he's got little kids living in his RV and his condo and nobody's saying a goddamn word about it. Oh, sorry, Reverend. Huh?
Didn't you? Well, look. We
well,
had
don't
this
look
approved.
Me. I want this we, done or I'll call a cop. I'll call a
we
cop.
We had this approved at the highest level.
Highest
all,
level.
All of... Our residents on the board that are currently up north have given their permission.
They're up north. They don't care about this. They let the whole place go to hell in a handbasket. They don't have to see it every day.
And we have the Reverend's word that
word.
The RV and the children will be gone prior to Thanksgiving.
When all the snowbirds come down.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that got me places. We'll be back.
You can lock your doors.
You can try to run.
But you can't escape. This weekend only. Anthrax. Anthrax. One night only. Live. With special guests, the Partridge Family.
Hello world, hear the song that we're singing. Come on, get happy. I think I love you. I woke up in love this morning. I woke up in love this morning.
Anthrax.
The Partridge Family.
Tickets on sale now at all ticket center outlets.
Or charge by phone.
Don't miss it.
Produced by Mark Todlin Productions.
We are the tip of the Beasley Broadcasting... spear. That's it? Yeah, the spear.
Stan and Haney
on 96K Rock.
Wow, that's a biggie. That ranks right up there with the Stones.
Stan and Haney.
That's getting to me, man.
Yeah.
It's... I got to admit, it's making me kind of want to rock out. Do you mind if I just rock out for just like a couple of minutes?
Go right ahead.
All right. Yeah, let's rock.
Ah.
stuck on you. Got this feeling down deep in my soul that I just can't lose.
Kick ass.
Mm-hmm. Guess I'm on my way. Needed a friend. And the way I feel now, I guess I'll be with you till the end. Guess I'm on my way. Mighty glad you stayed.
You mind if I keep rocking?
Go ahead.
I know I'm pushing my luck, but can I do one more?
Yeah, I'm right with you.
Nothing more than feeling.
I know I'm really, yeah, really pushing. Can I do one more?
Right to the line.
One more, and then I promise.
In the corner of the jukebox. You got no complaints out of me.
Well, if you're with me on this little trip, do you mind if we go a little further?
Okay, a little bit more.
Mother, tell your children not to look my way. Tell your children not to hear my words, what they mean, what they say. Mother, mother, can you keep them in the dark for a while? Can you hide them from the wedding world? Oh, mother, mother, gonna take your daughter out tonight. Gonna show her my world.
Oh, I am on fire today, Stan.
Oh, man. Can I tell you right now, if this was a real radio station playing this, it'd be number one. Cross the board. Hey! Okay. When I see you, All right.
Nah, I know. It's got to end at some point.
It's got to come to an end.
You can't rock forever.
No, you can't. Oh, you can't.
But you got to go out on a high note like this.
Yeah, go ahead.
As we lie here, just two shadows in the light. Oh, that rocks so hard.
Gets the blood boiling. The sweetest thing I've ever known is loving you. And I've set up and tore down this stage with my own
two hands. We've traveled this land, packed tight in minivans. I can't do anymore.
Let's just hear some traffic. Now, K-Rock traffic. Oh, by the way, Dave Free the rest of the way. I apologize to everybody. Looking at a couple of your text messages. Can somebody please remove the effer cancer out of the room so we can enjoy the rest of the show? I heard Dave had a dream. I have a dream, too. It's to listen to the Stan and Haney show without the village idiot. Sorry, folks. One thing on the board. Fort Myers, crash. South Cleveland Avenue and College Parkway should be in the clearing stages right now.
Poor Dave. So misunderstood.
I completely understand him. Grifter. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Starts right now.
This is the Evening News with Bob Schieffer, Nelson Benton, Robert Pierpoint, Jed Duval, Bob Simon in Belfast, John Lawrence at Bantry Bay Island, Bob Dyke in London, Terry Drinkwater in San Clemente, California, and Christopher Wallace in Springfield, Illinois.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Wednesday, May 22nd.
MMXIX.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for Things You Didn't Know.
Okay.
What is the most dangerous job in America?
Didn't we do this before? Wasn't it like work at lumber or logging, like cutting down the big redwoods?
You're close.
We did that. I thought that was like...
Yeah, that's number two. The most dangerous job in America... is President of the United States.
Well, it is risky.
9% of them have been killed while on the job. Out of 45.
That's true. I didn't think about it that way.
Loggers come in second at 0.13%. And another four presidents died of so-called natural causes while in office. So when you count those, the death rate on the job is closer to 18%.
Think about that. There's only been 45 of them. Dropping off at an 18% clip.
You know, as you get older, things get put into perspective. And as they say in Spinal Tap, sometimes a little too much effing perspective.
Yeah. I am getting bitten by these tree ants. I have bites all over my body.
Well, that is a tragedy. And something must be done about it immediately. But since there's nothing I personally can do, I'll continue.
Oh, I want to say, I was said that in traffic that it was in the clearing stages. I've gotten multiple texts from people about this South Cleveland College Parkway. You guys said the accident on 41 cleared. No way. Stay away from 41. It's a parking lot out there.
I'd take their word for it.
Yes, sir. I'm just sitting here.
Okay, what was I saying?
Something about 18%.
You know, as we get older, things get put into perspective.
Oh, yeah, you did say that.
And as they say in Spinal Tap, sometimes a little too much effing perspective. And then you started talking about tree ants and traffic accidents.
I'm being beaten alive. Sorry.
Can you remember when The Simpsons debuted?
Yeah. You and I were both working over in Melbourne.
Mm-hmm. Well, The Simpsons debuted in 1989. At the time of The Simpsons debut, Bart was 9 and Homer was 36. And that's pretty much the way they've stayed. If the characters actually aged, Bart Simpson would be older today than Homer was when the show started.
Yep. Think about that. I was just, I had posted on my Facebook, you and I are both in our 37th year in broadcasting. Now, we both got started in 1982. If we did it from today's perspective, what was 37 years ago in 1982? 1945. Right after the big one. That's how you can go and look at perspective.
Yep. We would have just returned from Europe.
Yep. So now, in 2019, we've been doing it for going on 37 years. Well, that was 1982. What year would it be starting in 1982? 37 years back? 1945. That's so disturbing.
But not that much has changed.
No.
Pretty much cell phones.
Yeah. Video games.
Well, they've gotten better. There was already video
games.
Yeah,
but not very. They were junk.
Well, compared to today.
But cell phones, there were no cell phones. And digital. We were still using turntables and magnetic tape.
And, because no one would listen to me, we used that a lot longer than other stations
did.
Yeah,
I know that.
Because we're in the radio business, not the computer business. I'll never get over that.
No, I know you won't, and I don't blame you.
My jaw hit the floor.
Do you know that we can stream our show live over the internet and communicate that way? We can right now. Mark Cuban's on the phone. Hey, man!
I don't know what you're doing dealing with the Cubans,
but we're a radio station.
We're in the radio business, not the computer business. Yep. You son of a bitch! Get to work.
I'll never forget it.
Something in me died that day.
I know. You had the receiver right in your hand. I got the receiver. Mr. Beasley, we got Mark Cuban.
I've got all of the forms have been faxed. I've got Mr. Cuban on the phone.
What? Why are you wasting my time, you dumbass?
Remember it very well.
And I really couldn't believe it.
I know.
I didn't even say anything.
No.
I just knew I was done at that point. Yeah. I've been thoroughly defeated.
Yeah.
I can't argue with that. This is on a different level than I thought.
It's all right.
Where was the first ever NBA game held?
My guess would be Springfield, Massachusetts.
On November 1st, 1946, the New York Knickerbockers played the Toronto Huskies in Toronto.
Oh, well. I would figure, because Naismith, that's where the Hall of Fame is.
So the first ever NBA game was played in Canada. Helen Keller.
Haven't we learned a lot about her recently?
She wasn't born blind or deaf.
Oh, no.
She lost her sight and her hearing to a disease when she was 1.5. What horrible disease took Helen Keller's sight and hearing?
I don't know. She got really sick, though. She had one of them kid diseases, like rubella or the mumps or something.
Well, the doctor diagnosed Helen Keller as having a severe case of brain fever.
Oh, yeah. Brain. There it is. Look that up in your medical books. Brain fever.
Well, I don't know much, but I do know this. Your little gal there has come down with a nasty bout of brain fever.
But what do I know? I'm just a country doctor.
Now, if you were asking me to take a look at a calf, I might could tell you some more.
Yep. Or a colt, or, you know, a man down the street just passed from dropsy.
Mm-hmm. Don't get me started on consumption.
Yeah.
Yeah, they interpret brain fever as possibly being scarlet fever or meningitis.
Okay.
But, of course, these were things doctors didn't know back then.
Right, and she had what doctors called back then what?
One heck of a case of brain fever. About the worst I've ever seen. Doctor, please. There must be something you can do. At least tell us what's wrong with her. Yes. I'm sorry to say it's, brain fever. That's what it is.
Yeah.
No cure. I gotta go. In a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
We are asked often if the Diamond District is a retail or wholesale jewelry store. Well, we're both.
We're wholesale diamond brokers selling to the public, and the Diamond District sells to jewelry stores around the country. We have the largest selection of GIA and Forevermark loose certified diamonds, all priced at wholesale, below what you'll find on the internet.
On the retail side, you can visit the Diamond District every day. We have a beautiful showroom where you can relax, work with an educated team of professionals, including two GIA graduate gemologists, and view the largest selection of GIA and Forevermark loose certified diamonds, along with the largest selection of diamond fashion jewelry in Southwest Florida.
The Diamond District selection includes over 3,000 engagement rings from world-renowned designers, including Tacori, Verragio, and many more. With the selection, wholesale pricing, and comfortable environment, you simply won't find a better diamond buying experience than with the Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News
on the Stan and Haney Show.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, people all over the world love funny news stories from Florida.
They sure do.
They're amused by things like, oh, look, there's an alligator in somebody's swimming pool. Well, eventually you see enough of those pictures, because it happens.
Yeah.
That nerve dies.
Yep.
And Florida is expected to one-up itself.
I'll tell you, and you bring up alligators. You watch a tourist that comes down here, or somebody visiting from up north, and the first time they see an alligator, maybe one that's scuttling across or one in a pond, oh, they are just, you live down here long enough, you see them all the time. I play golf on the weekends. They're swarming with alligators. They're right up on the the side. Even think about it.
It would be like us going to Australia and seeing a kangaroo.
Yeah.
And being all impressed.
Yeah, want to box them.
And then the Australians look, oh, jackass. Yeah. Just a kangaroo.
Yeah.
So Florida is dared to one-up itself, and Florida is more than up for that game. Oh, alligator in a pool, not a big deal anymore, huh?
It happens.
Well, a guy was renting a house in Miami, and when he looked out at the pool, he saw there was an alligator in it. Of course, everybody's jaded now. Mm. We've seen an alligator in a pool, whoop.
Yep.
The alligator knew it had a job to do if it wanted to go viral. It had to step up its game. Mm-hmm. And so this particular alligator wasn't just in the pool. It was in the pool while riding on top of an inflatable alligator pool raft.
Isn't that awesome?
Take that.
Yeah, man, that's so cool.
I called somebody to take it out.
Yeah.
But not before they got plenty of adorable pictures.
Excuse me. I think I'm allergic to the damn tree ants.
There's an 18-year-old woman named Emma Davison.
Yeah.
She lives in Seminole, Florida.
I know where that is.
And she has spent her life living with her 43-year-old mother. But over the weekend, Emma decided it was time to spread her wings and fly. And boldly announced she was moving out.
Ooh.
And not only was she moving out, she was taking the family hedgehog with her.
Yep, people have them as pets. Yep.
Mama said no.
Because she loved the hedgehog just as much as she did.
Mama said Emma's younger siblings are the take care of the beast, so they were keeping it.
Beast.
The argument escalated, and Emma's mama used her girth to physically block the door to the room where the hedgehog lives.
Okay.
This enraged Emma, who pushed Mama to the ground and beat her soundly.
What?
She pushed Mama to the ground and beat her soundly. Taught her a lesson.
Yeah. What the? Over a hedgehog?
Yes. Then Emma was taught a lesson.
Yeah.
When the police arrived and she was arrested for domestic battery. This whole situation ended up in front of a judge.
Yes.
And the judge has ruled Emma may return to the home supervised by a police officer to get all of her things. But she must not disturb the hedgehog.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill.
My girlfriend had a hedgehog as a pet.
Yeah, how'd that go?
I guess she pet it to death.
She named it George?
I'm sorry. She had a hedgehog. It was the guinea pig she pet to death.
Oh. You know all those urban legends, you hear a lot of them when you're younger? Like, you know, a guy gets really lucky, ends up with a 10 motel room,
yeah, yeah.
Wakes up in the morning and she's gone, and then he goes into the bathroom and written on lipstick in the mirror, "Welcome to the world of AIDS, mother."
Yeah.
Or maybe, you know, you wake up in a bathtub of ice and you're missing your kidneys.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
Well, sometimes even worse things happen.
What?
44-year-old Tan Nan lives in Hunan in southern China. He recently went out drinking and enjoyed himself so much that he passed out drunk. He woke up the next morning.
Yeah.
Ooh, boy.
What a night.
Gathered his thoughts, then checked to make sure everything was still there. But it wasn't. He was missing his male member.
What? What?
He was so drunk, he failed to notice someone chopping off his male
member.
Oh, my
God. Yeah. Well, when he woke up, did he have the urge to pee?
Well, you always do.
Yeah, I know.
So that was the bad news, okay? Wakes up. It takes a second. Realizes something is horribly wrong. Good news is, whoever did it, himself and his junk.
Piece of blood sausage.
Yep. You know, luckily he doesn't have rats.
They'd be gnawing on it.
So he rushed himself and his detached junk to the hospital.
Keeps in a little bag and he's driving.
After a 7-hour surgery, doctors were able to reattach it.
Oh.
And it even works.
Oh.
Tan says to this day, he has no idea who did it or why. That's got to trouble you.
Yep. Next time you invite the friends over, one of them did it.
Mm-hmm.
Gee, that's so creepy.
Wonder if he likes to go out drinking.
Staying home.
And that's the news for today, Wednesday, May
22nd. There he is, little Marky Haney, selling it like it's
Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Marky Haney, selling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us... Ahoy.
Hello.
Hello.
Ahoy.
Ahoy.
Hello, ahoy. Hey, listen, that gator on an inflatable gator.
Are you talking to me on a speakerphone?
I am.
How dare
is that
you?
Not good?
No.
Okay, how Pick do I it? Fix that? Is that better?
Yes. What about okay. the gator on the raft?
It's taxidermy.
How do you know?
I can tell by looking at it.
You don't know.
I know.
Are you a taxidermist?
No, I'm not.
Sorry.
You can tell.
I need an expert opinion. Yeah, and it's not that I don't believe you.
Okay. You're not it.
Put the call out to taxidermist.
I don't want to put that. I don't care.
You had a bad experience with taxidermist.
Okay, I'm sorry, but it is.
You know, how do you know?
Well, its tail is in a funny stiff position, and it's the color of an old gator that would have been taxidermy back in, like, the 60s.
There's one problem, though. They confirm that somebody came and retrieved a live gator.
All right, Buttercup. All right, there you go, kitten. Okay, whatever.
Maybe you're looking at the wrong picture.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And you could be right, but you're not a taxidermist.
No, last time I checked, and we've known them.
They are wild.
Yep. We'll be back.
A soothing waterfall of character flaws coupled with the bitter taste of harsh judgment. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Rob's show is up next. He's going to take you through your evening. He's got the cockfight coming up later on. We've got a lot of traffic. Let's get you updated. Brought to you by Jet's Pizza.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, here we go. These are all in Fort Myers. Crash, South Point Boulevard and College Parkway. Crash, Midpoint Bridge, Fort Myers side. Crash, Fort Myers, 12,000 block of South Cleveland Avenue by the Culver's. Crash, Fort Myers, Plantation Road and Daniels Parkway. Crash, Daniels Parkway and Metro Parkway. Crash, 18,000 block of Three Oaks Parkway, right by Three Oaks Middle School, and one in Bonita. It's a crash, I-75 northbound at mile marker 116. And you are up to date.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
I can start off by letting you guys know that sometimes I like to go on dates with girls just to freak them out. My favorite thing to do 10 minutes into a first date, I like to look a girl right in her eyes and say, hey, guess what time it is? It's our 10-minute anniversary. Love you. good at being creepy. I'm so good at being creepy, sometimes it causes me to be accidentally creepy. I have a 3-year-old niece. Her name is Addison. Last week, I took her to gymnastics class. It's a big viewing area for all the parents to sit and watch. It's literally 25 3-year-olds running into stuff. Adorable and hilarious. So I was watching with a big goofy grin on my face. One of the moms walks up to me and says, "Which one's your child?" And I said, "Oh, none of them." The only way I gotta answer that worse is, "Which one's your child?" "Oh, I haven't decided yet." Guess whichever one's slowest.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow, 2 o'clock. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this.
This is bothering me. The RV is parked in my condo complex. Violation of association laws, and I haven't done it. It's been there for weeks. I am going to go and call the association. I mean, I got their number in my wallet. And if you bear with me, I'm going to take a little bit of time and call these people. La-ta-ta-tee, la-ta-ta-ta. Hope somebody's there. They're usually not. I think somebody picked up.
It's a great day, Turtle Head. My name is Bill. How may I help you?
Hi, Bill. My name is Stan. I'm a resident at Turtle Head.
Are you a resident?
Yes, I am.
Turtle Head.
Yes, Bill. Building 4, third floor. Are you at the complex now, Bill?
Yes, sir.
Haven't you seen what's out your window? The RV that's parked right by the pool in the guest parking area, taking up about 6-7 spaces, using utilities, power, letting their dog crap in the yard.
Now, would you like me to just take your complaint, or do you want to know why that RV is there?
Yeah, because they're mooching. Somebody, whether they're a family member coming down for vacation, oh, don't worry about it, Earl. Don't worry about it, Edna. Just park the RV right in the parking lot and use all the facilities. I saw him in the pool yesterday.
Well, that RV belongs to Mr. Turner.
Mr. Turner. So you're aware of him. You're aware of Mr. Turner. I'm going to write his name down, too. Mr. Turner. What's his first name?
Fred.
Fred Turner. Mr. Fred Turner. All right.
Yeah.
So we're aware of that. And I would assume that it's being taken care of and he's being towed out of there.
I'm a little bit surprised that you don't know Mr. Turner.
I don't know Fred Turner.
He's lived here at Turtle Head for over 30 years.
What are you talking about?
Former chairman of the association.
He's a former chairman of the... Well, now it's all adding up. Oh, don't worry, Fred. You're a former chairman of the association. You know, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. We'll let you in here and continue to use the facilities while I'm paying those association dues.
Well, let's see, Mr. Fred Turner, 30 years.
What a bunch of crap.
If you're going to refer to him, you probably ought to refer to him as Reverend Turner.
Reverend? What? Reverend? He's a reverend?
Reverend Turner is a fine man. He's a widower twice over.
I'm sorry to hear that, but that still doesn't give him the right to be parking an RV and utilizing all the facilities.
Reverend Turner is in good standing with his association because...
What?
His unit right now is being occupied by what they call unaccompanied minors that have come up from Mexico.
What?
And Reverend Turner came to the association and said, "I'm willing to live my life in a recreational vehicle."
So that unaccompanied minors can live in his condo?
Fred said to us...
He's doing the godly thing, isn't he?
If we allowed him to have that RV, he reckoned he could probably fit about 16 kids in the RV, and then that he could probably fit 30 to 45 kids up in the unit itself.
That's a violation, too!
These are innocent, just beautiful little girls, and he
little girls. He's a widower twice over. He's a reverend, and he's got little girls staying in his condo.
In his condo, and he's got some in the RV.
With him?
And it's all on the up and up.
How do you know that?
Because he has got it all on there. It's a humanitarian concern. It's all signed off on at the highest levels by the Clinton Foundation.
He's telling you a lie.
We've always been supportive of community.
No,
and
you haven't. You're not supportive
efforts.
Of me. I'm part of the community.
If it'd make you feel any better, Mr. Stanley.
Jeez, you are pathetic. This is whole thing's pathetic.
If it'd make you feel any better, we have it on the Reverend's word.
On his word and all of his fake documentation because he's got little kids living in his RV and his condo and nobody's saying a goddamn word about it. Oh, sorry, Reverend. Huh?
Didn't you? Well, look, we had this approved.
I want this done or I'll call a cop.
We had this approved at the highest level. All of our residents on the board that are currently up north have given their permission.
They're up north. They don't care about this. They let the whole place go to hell in a handbasket. They don't have to see it every day.
And we have the Reverend's word
word.
The RV and the children will be gone prior to Thanksgiving.
When all the snowbirds come down.
Yes, sir.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.